Blog Talk Radio.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. Yes, I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Have Jesus than worldly applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. Yes, I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than
Good morning, good morning to all of my precious brothers and sisters. I hope that too is your sentiment, that you'd rather have Jesus than anything else this world offers us. Welcome to Manna from Heaven, and we are looking at Psalm 105, verse 4. Seek the Lord, seek his strength, seek his face forevermore. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you again for allowing us to meet, for allowing us to get together, for allowing us to sit around your table. We are indeed your adopted children, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, bless us today. Break bread for us, O God, and feed us with your delightful, nourishing, edifying, strengthening manna. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' name. Well, turn to page number 5 in your outline. And today we're looking at that portion of scripture, Psalm 105, 4C. Seek the Lord and his strength. Notice that the word strength is in bold. Strength. We're seeking God. We're seeking the great I am. We're cutting a path to the God who appeared to Moses at the burning bush. But why do we need to do so? Well, we need his strength. Life will overpower you. Life will overpower me. life will defeat you, life will defeat me, unless we have someone, period, strength. And that someone is the Lord. That someone is your Heavenly Father. Now, you know that Psalm 105 is a historical psalm. And I want to provide a picture here of history. On the left-hand side, there's a picture of an Egyptian taskmaster whipping a Hebrew that was in bondage, that was in captivity prior to the calling of Moses. And let us turn to Exodus chapter 2, Exodus 2. Exodus chapter 2, please open your Bibles with me, follow with me all the time. It says in Exodus chapter 2, I want you to see it for yourself, verses 23 and 24. It reads, "And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groanings. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob." So here are the children of Israel. They are in bitter bondage. They are in what the Bible calls the house of bondage. The Egyptian nation for the Jews was called the house of bondage. And when you read Psalm 105, there's a section, and remember, Psalm 105 has 8 divisions. In one of those divisions, it refers to this period when the children of Israel were in bondage. Now, how did they get out of bondage? Was it because they signed a peace accord? Was it because they were able to get ambassadors to go speak to Pharaoh and work out some kind of a deal where after so many years he would set them free, give them amnesty, if you will? No. Pharaoh would not let them go. Each successive Pharaoh would not let them go. So it required God's strength to liberate his people. The deeper meaning to all of this is that Pharaoh is a type of Satan. Egypt is a type of the world. Moses is the type of a gospel preacher, and the children of Israel are a type of all the unredeemed, those captive by sin. So, I would equate Israel's bondage to flies on flypaper. Now, look at that picture of that ugly picture there of flies on flypaper. Who can rescue those flies? No one. They can't be rescued. The flypaper, the glue on the flypaper is just too strong. Now, they struggle. They try. I've seen them try to set themselves free, but they cannot, and eventually they give up and they die. That's what happens. Think of Moses, a fly. Let's think of Moses. Moses is a fly, and he's buzzing around the flypaper, and he sees his people in bondage, and he's trying to set them free. And Moses, a fly, has no power to set the other flies free. Well, that's the way it is for a gospel preacher. People are bound by drugs, alcohol, pornography, alternative lifestyles. You talk about all around sin. People, for whatever is their spiritual Achilles heel, people are like flies on fly paper. And no other fly, no well-intentioned preacher can get them off the fly paper. It takes God. And this is why, again, we need to seek the great I am and then seek his strength. Why? Because we are in the ministry of liberation, of liberating people from their sins. Jesus said, he whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. So let's turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3. It says, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry or their prayer by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land unto a good land and a large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. The cry. They've been treading a path to the great I Am. Even before Moses saw the burning bush, the children of Israel were already treading a path. We talked about what the word seek means. The people of God were already, who were in bondage, were already treading a path to God, begging God, beseeching the Lord, praying that he would have mercy on them and set them free. Notice, everything happens. The mighty arm of God is moved by what? The cries of his people. When they tread a path to the great I Am, then he flexes his muscle, then he dispenses of his strength, and the people are set free. My brothers and sisters, we're not going to have revival in St. Johnsville until we understand this. Sinners are like flies on fly paper. And you see them struggling. You see them struggling with their individual sins. You see them struggling with their sin nature, but they can't set themselves free. And no matter how sympathetic the preacher may be, no matter how loving the preacher may be, if the strength of God is not there to set these people free, all the preacher could do is buzz around and look at these poor people struggling, but he himself cannot set them free. So we need the strength of the Lord. And it's time to seek the Lord, and it's time to seek his strength. And another way of stating what his strength is his can-do ability. He can do, said Paul. And let's turn to the book of Ephesians, because I want to show you something in Ephesians, and what this something is connected to. Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Please turn there with me. I want you to see this. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, now unto him that is able, it's referring to God, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. You see, there is prayer again. You see, God's might is unleashed. God's might is manifested. God's might is flexed when we ask. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think or imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. Listen. The I Am that was available to Moses is available to us, because it says here in verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. 2022 is part of all ages. God is available today. And the way that I would put the word strength, if I was to paraphrase it, strength for me can do ability. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. You can't even imagine. When you start praying for things and you say, God, can you do this? He blows your mind. He does above what you could ask or even imagine. But you see, it begins by treading a path to God. Those people were set free because long before Moses gave them a thought, they were treading a path to God. They were crying to the Lord, and they were saying, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, have mercy on us, your people. So I view all the unsaved, your unsaved loved ones, your uncles and your aunties and your nieces and your nephews who are unsaved, who don't know Christ, my uncles and aunts and nieces and nephews and my brothers, my sisters who don't know the Lord, my cousins who don't know the Lord, I look at them struggling in their sin. They're like flies on flypaper. And no other human, no other fly can help them. This is why we need to turn to God in prayer. If he doesn't show up, they'll die in their sins. So again, the children of Israel sought the Lord by crying unto him. He heard their pleas for mercy, and he delivered them from their bitter bondage. Turn to Exodus 12, Exodus 12, 51. In Exodus 12, 51, it reads like this. Exodus 12, 51, it says, and it came to pass that the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. They were no longer slaves. When God saved them, when God redeemed them, when God brought them out, they were no longer slaves. They were soldiers. Soldiers of God. Soldiers marching towards Canaan land. They went from slaves to militant church. And this is what we're praying for God to do at St. Johnsville. And this is why the Tuesday night prayer meeting is so vital. And this is why we each and every day, several times a day, need to tread a path to the Lord and ask him to have mercy and to save and to deliver and to add to the church daily as such as can be saved. Can God do things? Absolutely. Take the children of Israel in Egypt as an example. Did not God unleash 10 plagues? Did not God flex his might at the Red Sea? Let me read to you what it says in Exodus 15. It says, verse number 2. Well, let's start at verse 1. Exodus 15:1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. Verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts have been cast into the sea. His chosen captains are also drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, have dashed in pieces the enemy. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what we need is for the Lord to show up. So let us continue to tread a path to God. Let us continue to meet together each and every Tuesday without fail. Let us, on an individual basis, turn to God several times a day, crying out that he would send revival to St. Johnsville and to the adjacent communities. This is our prayer. Seek the Lord and his strength. For without his strength, no one shall be set free from all their sins. He whom the Son of Man sets free will be free indeed. Let's pray. Let's pray that God would save St. Johnsville. Well, saints, that does it for today. I'll be back tomorrow to wrap up this series. I hope you're enjoying it. Please don't forget to tell others about how they can get the outlines, how they can listen to the broadcast. They don't have to be members of the Grace Christian Church. We would love to minister to other people. And so please spread the word. I want to close today's broadcast with the song, I'll Fly Away. What a gospel blessing. What a gospel sonnet. What a gospel song. Oh, I love this song. I'll Fly Away. Hallelujah.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I die, hallelujah, by and by.